Zimbabwe recently engaged their Botswana counterparts with a view to stop the flogging of citizens in the neighboring nation. However, the Zimbabwe delegation, during a recent bilateral security meeting, failed to convince Harare authorities to stop the punishment. Zimbabweans who commit petty crime in Botswana are usually flogged and not given custodial sentence. Some Zimbabweans feel the practice is outdated and should be replaced with alternative punishment. Jafta Ndlovu says with some people suffering from various ailments, punishment through flogging might even cause health complications.
Zimbabweans, we don't support this thing of Botswana, of the Botswana system of caning or flogging like criminals as a way of disciplining them. I think they should come up with another alternative of like solving these issues of disciplining people. Because these days where people are sick, like with different diseases and illnesses, that can be a problem after facing such a situation of being disciplined in such a manner.
But another Zimbabwean, Farai Zirutwe, is of the view that although some are not comfortable with the practice, Zimbabweans must try and stay on the right side of the law to avoid falling victim to corporal punishment.
I would just want to encourage Zimbabweans that come here looking for jobs or for whatever reasons to make sure that their papers in order to avoid this. Because in as much as we think we might say it's inhumane, it's backward, it's something that is to be provided for within the laws of the country.
Botswana nationals believe it is only appropriate to mete out the punishment to deter petty criminals, particularly Zimbabwean illegal immigrants accused of contributing to soaring crime in the country. Mompati Kinosi says Botswana laws are laws and need to be respected irrespective of nationality.
I think flogging has its own advantages. It doesn't matter whether that Zimbabweans said there's no exception for anyone. The law is the law. And these, some of these minor crimes, we don't need to put people in jail for these minor crimes when they could be flogged.
Zimbabwe Republic Police Head of the Minerals and Border Control Unit, Ernest Muchekwa, recently told the media that they had held several meetings with their Botswana counterparts over the matter, but the practice had not stopped. Muchekwa says they have repeatedly impressed the need to observe human rights, but have been told that Botswana chiefs have a legal right to flog offenders. Offenders are often sentenced to anything between 6 and 12 cuts on the bare back, but children, women and men are over 40 are excluded. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Gwenya in Harare, Botswana.